The key is, if the truth gets out, I have every confidence that we're going to see individuals who stood up and took courageous votes be affirmed and continue to stay in office. Unlike other states across the country that are seeing massive layoffs of teachers and local government employees and state government employees, you know, Connecticut just laid off 6,500. We're not looking at massive layoffs. We're protecting middle-class jobs. We're protecting middle-class property taxpayers. And my hope is we can continue to do that. You're talking about in 3 months' time seeing this expenditures of anywhere from $25 to $30 million. That's a lot of money coming in from outside groups, a lot of money, groups that are spending on things that have nothing to do with the original premise. You don't see any ads about collective bargaining. Why? Because it's working. Jobs aren't Republican jobs. They're not Democrat jobs. They're Wisconsin jobs. And I have every confidence if we continue to put an aggressive pro-jobs agenda that we're going to get support no matter what the Senate is, Republican or Democrat majorities alike, we're going to find enough people who want to go along with this. The reforms are working. And the more that people hear the facts, see what's actually happening, not the distortions on the TV ads, but actually see the facts, I have every belief that the majority of those senators facing recalls are going to be upheld.